For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. These will be his royal titles: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His ever-expanding, peaceful government will never end. He will rule forever with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David. The passionate commitment of the Lord Almighty will guarantee this. We light this candle as a symbol of the Prince of Peace. May the visitation of your Holy Spirit, O God, make us ready for the coming of Jesus, our hope and joy.
Oh. And I talked about prayer time, and we decided I would do prayer time from up here instead of my normal place down in the altar. And you may ask why, and the answer is I'm allergic to poinsettias. And so deathly allergic to them. As long as I don't touch them or get close to them, I'm good. But if I touch them, get close to them, it gets ugly. And so we decided to do it up here. Out of better valor, we would do that. So we'll be praying here. So I would ask you if you would join us in a time of prayer, silent prayer, and then the pastoral prayer and the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray together. In the Holy Scriptures, O Lord, there is that place where the lineage is spoken of. And it goes back and tries to give us, and indeed gives us, a lineage of who Jesus' family is. And it wanders through that and tells us about all the people that are there that have come before Jesus. And then it also reminds us of the lineage of Mary, that Elizabeth is her cousin and her husband is serving at the temple when he finds out that she is going to be with child. Every bit of that is part of that story. And somehow, if you read that and pay attention, you will find out that Jesus' great, great, great grandparent is mentioned in that lineage. Just as this day we heard Wanda talk about her great, great, great granddaughter. Lineage is important. Knowing where we come from helps us to understand who we are. Knowing how our families have been raised and treated and made decisions teaches us who we are and whose we are when we start looking at our lineage of salvation through Jesus Christ. We watch that and we see how God works and how God moves and how God gives us strength in oh, so many ways. And in the midst of that, oh Lord, we know that your grace is with us and that you walk with us and you give us a hope and a strength that is beyond anything that we can possibly ever fathom. So we pray this day that as we have and are settling into this last week before the Christmas day, before the Advent comes and the Holy Spirit allows the conception and gives of that and we see the birth, let us know that you walk with us and that you give us hope, that you're with us as new life happens and you're with us as new families begin, and that you're with us as we pray for each other. You're with us as we think of those who have been in hospitals, who have come home, and you're with us in every time and place and way that we gather. So help us, O Lord, on this day, and our own souls to pray for each other, and our own ways lift each other up, and in the compassion of the moment, to find God's grace in all that we do. And in doing so, allow us to pray the prayer that you taught your children, the apostles, when you said to them, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I did not tell anybody that I was going to do this next thing, so this will be something they're all surprised about, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm the one standing up here. And so I get to do that. Thought I would read out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, beginning with verse 18, and just read this scripture, so that we will have God's word read from God's holy book on this morning. So if you would not mind, if you're able to stand, please do so as we read this scripture from Matthew 1, beginning with verse 18. Reading now the New Revised Standard Version of the scripture. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. And we would ask our ushers to come forth this time, please. Let us pray together. And now may the grace of God walk with us as we give back which is the gift from God for us to begin with. In our giving, let us feel the power of the Holy Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jim. Christmas is our opportunity to tell the world that Jesus has come. What an incredible story. What an amazing night. It was a night when angels filled the sky with hallelujahs, when shepherds rushed off to the manger to see newborn king, and when wise men in a distant land discovered a new star in the sky announcing his birth. Bethlehem was crowded with weak, weary travelers who had filled every available space in the town. As the people slept, only Mary and Joseph witnessed the miracle that brought Jesus into the world that night. Ever since then, we have loved telling the story of that tiny village, the crowded inn, and the stable nearby. Oh, my dear. can't help wondering what Jesus looked like when Mary and Joseph first saw him and held him. As they laid him in the manger, did he cry? Did he hear the angel host shouting glory? Did he miss his father? Did he have any idea how much the world needed him? This is a story that has been told for thousands of years. It will be preached and sung and read and shared again this Christmas around the world. This year, may each of us find someone to tell, someone who shares our joy and our faith, or even better, someone who still needs to know Jesus Christ, our Savior, has been born. It's 12 till. I've got time for about a 30-minute sermon. We got all kinds of time left, amen. And so there's a story to be told here that you'll enjoy, I hope, then we'll dismiss. We do some things with the Biker Church. I don't know if y'all know that. We spend some time doing some things with them, and I meet with them on Tuesday. At their church, the ones who have been there know this, at their church at 12:15, their lights blink. They don't know why. They can't get it fixed. So the pastor down there has said that that's when the Methodists are at the buffet, so they can dismiss now. And that's how they do that. And I don't know if that's true or not, but we hope that their lights blink early this morning for them, and so they can do that. Thank you, choir, for putting up with me singing with you during the cantata. I enjoyed it tremendously. We'll do it again in Easter, right? Yeah, okay. Well, not the same one, but Easter. Thank you all for being here this morning. It is a good and gracious thing to be part of this time. I don't know if Gracie has left and went back with the kids or not, but she's not here to put out candles, is she? So she'll be here at 12. It'll be too late. And so we're going to have prayer and dismiss, and we'll make sure she gets that done before we go home. So let us pray together. Let us stand as a family of God and pray together. Thank you, O Lord, for the sound of voices singing. Thank you, O Lord, for the meaning of what is being sung. Thank you, O Lord, for the goodness and graciousness of the singing itself and of the knowledge that as we sing, our souls and those who hear us are touched by the words and the sounds of our voices. Thank you, Lord, for loving us beyond what we can imagine. Now we look forward to this coming week. It is the week before Christmas Day. The advent of God through the birth of Jesus is upon us. Let us prepare our hearts and our souls for that advent. Let us prepare all that we are for it. And let us go in peace, go in grace, and go in joy. We thank you, Lord, for Terry leading us in our music. We thank you, Lord, for what she means to us in this church. We thank you for this choir and what they mean to this congregation, the way they serve and they sing and they come and give us that joy of your word through music. We thank you for the music that's been played and all that worked to make this happen. And we praise you, God, for what has occurred this day. May it enliven us and change us and move us to be your people more today than ever before. Now let us go in peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who gives life and life everlasting. Amen.